Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Headlines at 12 hours. Davis Mwila vows to expose wrongdoings in PF despite threats. 77% of Human Rights Commission cases since January 2025 concern illegal detention. And India travel chaos worsens as IndiGo cancels hundreds of flights.
Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the main news at 12 hours. Former Patriotic Front faction Secretary General Davis Mwila says many members of the party are afraid to speak out for fear of being removed from their positions by acting party president Given Luvinda. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast show, Mr. Mwila said he will not stop highlighting what he described as the wrong things happening within the former ruling party. He has claimed that while the PF still has its structures intact, the party has been hijacked by Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga. And Mr. Mwila said he has more experience than PF acting chairperson Jean Kapata and therefore cannot be threatened or pushed out of the party.
It will not be possible for us to use PF because PF is with Chavinga. It's not with us. We have only remained with the structure. So for us to forward as a party, we have to find a special purpose vehicles to use during the general elections. And I want to say that you members must understand that once we use the special purpose vehicles, it will mean that the PF after elections will not be there. If, for example, we use FTD, we'll be members of FTD. If we use the NCP, we remain members of NCP. That's what it means.
The Human Rights Commission has revealed that 150 of the 193 cases reviewed in its inaugural case review meeting this week were related to the unlawful detention of suspects by law enforcement agencies, representing 77.7% of all cases reported since January 2025. Addressing the media, Commission Chairperson Pamela Sambo said of the 193 cases considered, 148 were closed, while 45 were recommended for further action to ensure remedies for victims of human rights violations. She has expressed concern over the number of children being detained, noting that some detainees, both adults and children, have developed severe health complications, including death. Dr. Sambo has also highlighted that many detainees are held in conditions far below minimum acceptable standards for human habitation, while individuals often denied bail or police bonds, particularly in rural areas.
A significant proportion of cases broken down as 150 out of 193, which gives us a percentage of 77.7, were reflective of unlawful detention of suspects by law enforcement officers. This is deeply worrying. The right to personal liberty is guaranteed under Article 13 of the Constitution, as well as various international human rights instruments which Zambia has ratified.
Government says Ukabamo Copper Mines Limited in Wenser District is illegally operating additional facilities, including a mineral processing plant and tailings storage facilities, which were not part of the approved project components. The Mukabamo Copper Mines Tailings Dam collapsed on 23rd December, and the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has since suspended operations at the facility as inspections continue. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha said inspections revealed that the dam failure resulted from poor structural integrity of the embankment. He said the failure was inevitable due to the extremely poor state of all tailings facilities, noting that the collapsed dam had been irregularly designed and constructed with incompatible materials.
The findings from this incident show that the tailings dam failure was as a result of a systematic and structural weaknesses, poor engineering, and disregard for regulatory compliance. My ministry takes a firm position that such negligence in the mining sector cannot and should not be tolerated. Communities and ecosystems must be protected, and operators must bear full responsibility for environmental harm arising from their activities.
The Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that candidates will now be required to upload their photographs on the online registration system as part of new measures to curb impersonation. Speaking at a press briefing, ECZ Executive Director Dr. Michael Chilala said the move comes in response to high cases of impersonation, particularly among candidates sitting for external General Certificate of Education exams. Dr. Chilala has explained that the measure aims to strengthen the integrity of examinations and ensure that only duly registered candidates are allowed to sit for the exams. He has also clarified that while a birth certificate is not currently mandatory for candidates, it will become a requirement in the future.
Preparation for registration of candidates for 2026, we realized that especially like for GCE and other external examinations, that we need the images. We realized that so often that like for GCE candidates, since we only require the NRC, people have been fidgeting with the NRC, removing the image, putting a different image, and a different person goes to write the exam for the other person. The cases of impersonation, I think we've been reporting, they've been going up. So what we are doing now is to capture the image. And this image of the person is the one that will appear on the register. So if somebody hires somebody else to register for them, it's the other person's image which will be captured. The image will eventually have to go to the certificate.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the COMESA Investment Report 2025 has revealed that in 2024, foreign direct investment FDI inflows to COMESA rose by 154% to a record $65 billion, largely driven by Egypt's Ras El Hekma mega project. According to the report developed by UN Trade and Development, in collaboration with the COMESA Regional Investment Agency, even excluding this project, FDI inflows would have grown by 16%, highlighting a region-wide improvement in investor sentiment. The report further states that COMESA's share of global FDI doubled from 2 to 4%, while its share of developing economy inflows increased from 3 to 7%, accounting for 67% of all FDI inflows into Africa. It also notes that greenfield investment remains strong, with $77 billion announced in 2024, and COMESA capturing 2/3 of all greenfield investment value in Africa. However, the report highlights that intra-COMESA investment remains